Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be alright and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe.
You are listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father K.J. Joseph, a Jesuit missionary working in Darjeeling in the state of West Bengal in India. He has been teaching in St. Joseph's College, North Point in Darjeeling for about 20 years. Last year, he took a break from his teaching profession to work among the people of British Guyana. He speaks about his life, faith experiences, and the people of Guyana. Our faithful witness of today, Jesuit Father K.J. Joseph of Darjeeling, shares with us his own faith experiences, his missionary work, and the people of British Guyana. Father Joseph, a very hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. Tell us, what or who inspired you to become a priest and a Jesuit?
My joining the society was accidental, but I wanted to become a priest from my early days onwards. I was an active member of the Mission League in my parish, and the encouragement given by my successive parish priest made me to think in that line. And also my family, traditional Christian family, prayer and all that associated with the church and its activities, a lot of encouragement I got from my family. So I wanted to become a priest from my early days always. And a number of periodicals I read or the Catholic literature during those period had some tremendous influence on me to opt for a religious priestly life. Actually, a Benedictine monk had come to my home to take me to his monastery.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow or another, it didn't strike me. But I did not opt for Benedictines. Then I joined the Pale St. Joseph Mission Home and met the superior of Darjeeling Jesuits. I liked, even I did not know English that time, and through interpreter we communicated, and I liked the approach. His approach and his personality attracted me, and I opted to Darjeeling. I never heard about Society of Jesus before, because in our place society is not at all known.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my first contact with the Society of Jesus. He is the superior of Darjeeling, and that is Father William Burke. Mm-hmm. In St. Joseph Mission Home Palace.
What are your outstanding experiences in the Society of Jesus or in the church?
My experience, outstanding experience of society is the freedom which we enjoy in the society, very admirable. And society is a big family. I feel that we belong to a universal family where we are all accepted, and that friendship communion in the society, wherever we are or which country we go, that is which I admire most in society.
Of course, Society of Jesus has its own spirituality. Anything you like to share with us?
Ignatian charism and Ignatian spirituality also had a tremendous potential. It has a very dynamic force for me. And Ignatian spirituality, over the years, I have deepened itself. That's why I lately came to Manresa to have an Ignatian experience. That real Ignatius, going through Ignatius experience.
Now you are just coming from Manresa for going through the spiritual experiences. And what was this particular experience like?
I had done a number of spiritual exercises in my life ever since I joined the society. But the last spiritual exercises I made in Manresa was something different. That experience, I cannot get words to express that feeling of what type of experience I gained there, but it stirred my heart, I can say. Especially my visit to Montserrat, I can say some sort of a mystical experience I had in front of the Black Madonna. So Ignatian spirituality is very much relevant, I find, today, to do greater things for God. Not what was Ignatius doing in the 16th century. He's inviting even today to do change our ways and do the same thing in a different context of, with regards to environment, with regard to the poor. It is not a static spirituality. I find it is a very dynamic spirituality.
Prior to this experience, you are a missionary in Guyana. What was your experience like?
I had been teaching last 20 years in a college in Darjeeling. I was teaching history. I felt there was a time to take a little break. I was given an option to go to Canada or a first world country or anywhere I wanted. But I felt that it is better to go to a third world country for my sabbatical where there is a real need. And I can easily communicate with the people. That is why I chose British Guyana, where English is understood and spoken by people. So I went to a remote area, the village where the Amerindian community resides. And most of the villages are Catholics or Christians. And we were only two priests. And there are about 16 mission stations. And they don't have the Sunday masses. So to giving mass for these people, actually they are people like Jesus says, sheep without shepherd. So they need a mass. They are craving for mass, and spiritual sacraments is very much obvious from their craving for it. They live a simple life. Their main occupation is hunting, farming community basically. And they are like a nomadic tribes they were. Now they have settled in and around the churches.
You didn't find any difficulty there?
No, I did not have any problem. Any priest, they accept very well. They all understand English, even though their own language. Mm-hmm. I worked among the Wapishana tribe. They are Amerindians. There are two, three tribes. One is Wapishan speaking, another is Makushi and Waiwai. So I was with Wapishan people. They were majority of them are Christian, Catholics. They all understand English, but they have their own language, okay. Wapishana, but they all speak English because it was a British colony.
Have you encountered any difficult situation where your faith came as a help?
My faith in Jesus is it is sustained over the years. I got my faith from family. My parents, they were simple people who had a traditional faith. And later on also, I was able to experience and sustain that faith in my life. I became a priest because of my faith in Jesus. So that faith experience continues. I see Jesus as a light, always showing me light every step of my life. He was guiding me, he is guiding me. I am hopeful that he will guide me in the coming days also.
Have your faith affected people of other faiths, and theirs affected your faith?
Each one practicing their faith. So each one are called to encounter God. God is one and same God everywhere and every religion. So I had the privilege of encountering that God through my faith experience and the scriptures. And they have the experience of their God experience through their scriptures or their traditions. So each respect each other's faith, because finally God is one and same. Acceptance and respect of each religion and their its principles.
What do you think of the Indian church and its mission?
I would rather say Indian church is a very dynamic and is very growing. I mean, even though we are small in number, the church will grow in India. This is my hope. Indian church is dynamic.
Thank you, Father Joseph. That was Father K.J. Joseph, a Jesuit priest from Darjeeling in India, sharing with us his faith experiences and that people among whom he lives and works. Listening to the Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Jesuit Father K.J. Joseph from India. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.